From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A 24-year-old Toronto man has been arrested at his home and is facing charges related to a homicide in Shoemaker last September. Timmins Police Inspector Darren Dinnell says Jarrell Bishop is so far charged with second-degree murder and two counts of attempted murder. One man was shot to death and a man and a woman were wounded. Dinnell was asked at a news conference this morning about the statement at the time of the incident that the local drug subculture was involved.
During the search of the scene of the homicide, drugs were seized from that location. I can also confirm that drugs were seized from the residence of Mr. Bishop when he was arrested and taken into custody.
That arrest was made Tuesday. Dinnell says investigators are considering whether drug trafficking charges are warranted. Now that underground frost is starting to thaw, watch for a weight limit for large trucks on some roads in Timmins. Public Works Director Ken Kersell says the limit can be started any time after March 1st. But with all the snow and cold we've experienced this winter, not yet.
We use data from the MTO's road weather information system that has ground sensing probes that tells us what the temperature of the road is beneath the surface.
Kersell says those readings are taken on Highway 144 at 101. Once in place, the restriction remains until June 15th. Education Minister Stephen Lecce is again doubling down on Ontario's decision to drop mask mandates in schools. Lecce says of all the provinces to release a plan to lift the masking requirement, Ontario has one of the most cautious timelines. Masks won't have to be worn at school as of March 21st, the first day back after March break. Overseas now, and Croatia says a drone from Ukraine has crashed outside its capital city of Zagreb. Reports say there were no injuries in today's blast. Croatia's government says the pilotless military aircraft entered the country's airspace from neighboring Hungary. Queen Elizabeth won't be attending next week's Commonwealth service, which marks Commonwealth Day. Buckingham Palace announced the news today about what would have been the 95-year-old monarch's first in-person public engagement since testing positive for COVID-19 last month. She met with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at Windsor Castle this past Monday. In Moose Sports, three home games in 3 days for the Timmins Rock as the NOJHL regular season winds down. Tonight at 7:30, they host the Espanola Express. Tomorrow at 7, it's the Sioux Thunderbirds. And then on Sunday at 3, they host the Blind River Beavers. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.